Stop the cut!
Stop the cuts, Finn said. You heard him. That was protesters at an Eggs and Issues event in Rochester. U.S. Representative Brad Finstad. I have been critical of our elected officials sort of dodging these moments. They don't like to be criticized. They don't like to be around people who disagree with them. This is sort of a societal issue, right? None of us really want to be around, except me. I like it when you guys disagree with me. Every single town hall meeting and sort of public Q&A type event is the same useless performance. It's people who are mad, which this is America. Protesters should protest. I'm in favor of protest. But when you're screaming at an elected official in this sort of forum, in this forum was like, this isn't like, even going to a rally or an event to do this. I don't get the point. Have any of you guys ever gone to something with the express purpose of disrupting it? I'd love to hear how that went at 651-461-9226. But to me, I don't know, man. Maybe it's time just to stop doing these sorts of things. I guess I've had hope that people will get sick of the act. What was the goal of this? And this was Representative Brad Finstad. He's a Republican. He was defending his support for the giant budget bill, the big, beautiful bill. So he's talking about that. Five different times, according to the Rochester Post Bulletin, people from the audience jumped from their seats and began yelling at him. And at a certain point, I think they just called it, right? So the county board chair cut the meeting short about 5 minutes into Finstad's presentation. Earlier in the day, Finstad gave a talk. So he had a talk with the county board. And then he had another talk, the eggs and whatever. Now, I believe in protesters' rights to speak. But there's also nothing that requires our elected officials to come and do this sort of stuff. And I used to argue that if you're an elected official, you have a moral responsibility to stand up and take the heat. And I like an unfiltered town hall where someone who isn't one of your butt kissers will get up there and ask you a tough question. Because sometimes the people will ask a better question than a journalist who's covering you all the time. Because the things that matter to regular people aren't always the same things that are in the news cycle or matter to journalists or matter to talk show hosts. And so I do believe that there's value in this. But I don't know, man, if protesters, if this is just the bit, we're in the social media age, we're in the age of outrage, the louder you yell, the more disruptive you are, the more true you are to fighting the power and speaking truth to power. BS. You're not speaking truth to power. You're speaking noise to no one who cares. Congrats. What have you done? I don't know what the answer is. It is, for me, it's disappointing to be at the point where I'm thinking, like, if I were advising an elected official, I would probably tell them don't bother because you're not going to get a chance to really engage with people. Now, our politicians are to blame, too, for not giving real answers at these things, right? Anything that you're embarrassed to address gets the, you know, I'm going to have my office look into that answer. But I don't know. It just to me, I cannot imagine. And I suppose I appreciate the passion, right? You're so passionate about an issue, you want to get there and you want to let your elected official hear you. But is that being heard? Like yelling, stop the cuts, interrupting the remark, and then he had to stop, and they escort you out? Like, is that the victory? Ha-ha, they escorted me out, I guess. Like,
well, I think you struck on the exact word earlier when you used the term performance. So much of politics these days is sheer out performance. No, this doing this at this event isn't going to change Brad Finstad's mind when it comes time to vote on issue X or Y. It won't. But that clip gets played all over the news, and I can put it out on my social media, and I can drum up support and money for my side, which is different than Brad Finstad's side. Meanwhile, Brad Finstad's people can be playing it out there and go, look at these loony liberals and all this craziness that they're doing. You got to send us money to keep these crazy people out of, you know, and so everybody gets what they want out of this, which is ultimately performance art to do fundraising to try and stay in power. And very little of actual governance gets done.
I just think if you have politicians, and look, not all of them are open to new information, but a lot of these issues aren't necessarily 100% down the line, right and left. And when you're talking about things like hunger or food stamps or farm aid, there are a lot of issues that, frankly, Minnesotans and people in Wisconsin can come together on. They're not necessarily as polarizing as we think they are. But you're only going to get that stuff if you have, like, actual conversation about it. I hate to be like old man, like, stop yelling and be quiet. But there is a point where, like, your protest infringes on my right to learn and have a dialogue. That you're screaming is taking away the fact that I also gave up my morning or afternoon or night to go to some meeting to hear and learn and legitimately have my voice heard. Texter says, could it be that if the politicians weren't idiots, their constituents wouldn't need to be idiots at their town halls? I mean, the problem is we all think that, like, our guy is the genius and our opponent is the idiot. I don't know. It's disappointing, but it is. I don't know. Do we have to accept it? What do we do? Now, look, how many times have we invited Brad Finstad to come on this show? Multitude. Did he come on once?
No.
Zero times. Only one. Tom Emmer has come on the show.
He was on your very first day and not since. And Pete Stauber's been on multiple times.
Yeah.
But Michelle Fischbach and Brad Finstad won't.
They just like to play to the home crowd.
Yep.
Which I think is disappointing. This show is not a show that, I don't know. Someone told me the other day they like how I give it to everybody when they come on. That's what we try to do. We have opinions in the conversation part, but in the interviews, we try to ask the questions you would ask. Let's break. 3:48. Dan and I in the break were exchanging Osseo stories from last night. Apparently, we both left work and went to Osseo. Somebody today offered me, and this somebody is a stranger, offered me something out of his trunk. And I said, you bet I'll take it. I'll tell you what that is in just a minute.